Whether you sing or scream, the process is the same. You start inside yourself, a small explosion, the difference being that in the scream, the throat is squeezed so that the back of the tongue can taste the brain's fear. Also, spittle and phlegm are the components of the instrument. I guess it would be possible to take someone by the throat and give him a good beating. All the while, though, some fool would be writing down the notes of the victim, underscoring this phrase, lightening this one, adding a grace note and trill and instructions in one of those languages revered for its vowels. But all the time, its consonants coming from the throat. Here's the one you were throttling, still gagging out the guttural kh, the throat-clearing Yiddish kh, and other consonants spurned by opera singers and English teachers. He won't bother you again. He'll scrape home to take it out on his wife, more bestial consonants rising in pitch until spent. Then he'll lock a leg over her and snore, and all the time he hasn't said a word we can repeat. Even though we all speak his language, even though the toast in our throats in the morning has a word for us, not at all like bread and rain, but something grittier and something thicker going through what we are. Even though we snort and sniffle, cough, hiccup, cry, and come and laugh until our stomachs turn, who will write down this language? Who will do the work necessary? Who will gag on a chicken bone for observation? Who will breathe perfectly underwater? Whose slow murder will disapprove for all the time an alphabet meant to make sense? Listen, I speak to you in one tongue, but every moment that ever mattered to me occurred in another language, starting with my first word, to no one in particular.